I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIT.
All right, 26 after the hour of 8 o'clock currently. We are up to 50 degrees in the gateway. The Rolling Stones have been our spotlight artists. They're taking you to K&N News Time with Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Watch it!
He came in, he said I was rocking. I said, well, Friday morning needs a little swagger and a little Jagger. Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones with Jumpin' Jack Flash. K&N News is on the way next.
WMST Radio is worldwide. You can take your favorite music, programs, and sports with you wherever you go. Radio right at your fingertips, with or without the radio. Go to WMSTradio.com and click the Listen Live button. In just seconds, you'll have WMST with you. It's that easy. From your computer, phone, or tablet, go to WMSTradio.com and click the Listen Live button. We're always with you at WMSTradio.com.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
A longtime Southern Kentucky lawmaker has passed away.
94-year-old Charles Seiler served in both Korea and Vietnam, rising to the rank of U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel before he then became a Kentucky state rep for the 82nd District, serving Whitley and Laurel counties over the course of more than two decades, from 1985 to 1990, then again from 95 to 2011. His obituary by Crawley Funeral Home says that he raised cattle and enjoyed fishing in his free time. He had three children, six grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, and a pair of great-great grandchildren. Services this Saturday at Calvary Missionary Baptist Church in Williamsburg. I'm Jack Crumley.
A mammoth caveman is being held in Hart County on a $10,000 bond after being arrested for sharing images online of sexual exploitation of a child. Austin Hubbard was taken into custody earlier this week. He's charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography, depicting a minor under the age of 12, and 10 counts of distribution of child pornography. Each count is punishable by 5 to 10 years in prison. Just who are the top 10 schools in Kentucky?
A new report by U.S. News and World has released the top high schools in states across the country, including right here in the Commonwealth. The top 10 ranked public schools in Kentucky include Barberville City School at 10, Ballard High at 9, Lafayette at 8, South Oldham 7th, and Pikeville High School ranked 6th. The top 5 have Beechwood High at 5th, Atherton at 4, Highlands High School at 3, J. Graham Brown School listed 2nd, and the top ranked public school in Kentucky is DuPont Manual High School in Louisville. I'm Taryn Johnson.
Local and university leaders are celebrating the groundbreaking of the new Markey Cancer Center at the University of Kentucky. The massive eight-floor facility is designated to be the go-to center for cancer patients in the Commonwealth. I'm Lee Mowen.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Come and see all the good times that await you throughout Kentucky. Dive in and discover the houseboating capital of the world. Get nose-to-nose with some of the most magnificent and friendly horses anywhere. Experience all the smells, sounds, and traditions of a bourbon distillery tour. Put your hands together while listening to authentic and legendary bluegrass music and so much more. Go to KentuckyTourism.com and plan your fantastic getaway. Kentucky, come see for yourself.
40 kilometers northwest of Kandahar, Afghanistan, at a remote desert military base, American soldiers are playing video games. There are cold drinks, snacks, comfy chairs, and an internet connection. It's the USO To Go program, and it's just one of the ways the USO supports our troops, lifts their spirits, and serves as a link with the American people. To donate, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Long before Honest Abe Lincoln was on the penny, our agency was protecting Gateway area families and businesses. William Hoffman started the agency that is now Limestone Agency in downtown Mount Sterling in 1847. We invite you to come meet our friendly, knowledgeable staff, and we will be sure your insurance coverage is what you need. See us at 46th Broadway or call 498-3410. Limestone Agency, Hoffman Robertson, celebrating 175 years.
Stay tuned. It's time for Mid-Mornings on Main. 2 hours of fun, trivia, and information with your host, Dan Manley. And brought to you in part by Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust.
Chris starts that crazy music, and we kind of try to keep it going, but it's really tough. I mean, the Rolling Stones there. It's the name of the song. Everybody thinks, "Hey, hey, you get off my cloud." It's really Angie, and that's the reason we played the song this morning, because we've got Angie. We've got, for a Kentucky Realty Group showcase, the incomparable Devin Smith with us. Devin, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Dan. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
You get called incomparable a lot, don't you?
Well, I don't know about that. Don't quite know about that.
But you call her incomparable, don't you?
She is incomparable.
Yeah. Introduce Angie to us.
Well, Dan, this morning I have actually our newest realtor with Kentucky Realty Group, Miss Angie Smith, who just kind of happens to be my favorite realtor at Kentucky Realty Group, and
it's all right.
She paid me to say that. So, no, Angie's my wife, been my wife for 16 years, and three kids, and she keeps it all running while I'm trying to keep everything else going. And so now she's going to step in and help in the real estate world and try to help Mount Sterling move assets that they need to move. Hey. So,
Angie, good morning.
Good morning. How Welcome are you today?
In. Lean a little closer to that microphone.
I can do that.
Yeah. How about tell us about the kids. How old are they, and what are they up to?
We have three kids. The oldest is a girl. She's 13. And she is into archery big time. Taking us all over the country this summer, doing all sorts of different tournaments. Then I have an 11-year-old son who is into black powder and trap with 4-H. And then our youngest is 8, and he is just absolutely into everything.
Yeah. 8-year-olds get into everything, don't they?
8-year-olds get into everything.
Yeah. What about entering the real estate world? Is this something you've thought about a lot, or did this just kind of come up on you and say, I need to be doing this?
Well, it really started out as Devin's got so many irons in the fire that I wanted to be able to help out legally and make sure that if he was out of town on business, I could help out by showing a property or, you know, doing whatever needed to be done while he was gone. And it just turned into, if I'm going to do all the work, I might as well have the license and make sure that it's legit. And why not? Because then we can just handle more properties. Yeah. And
was it difficult getting your license?
Well, it really wasn't. A shout out to Kentucky Realtor Institute. I bought the 1-year subscription to the course from them, and I feel like I was really well prepared when I went to go take the test. Now, due to life and circumstances and three kids traveling the country with all kinds of sports, I mean, it took me a full year to get it done. But if I weren't running here and there and everywhere, I probably could have had it done a lot sooner.
Hey, when you talk about that and that kind of stick-to-itiveness, then people are going to say, they're going to call for Devin and say, I'd like to list my house, but let me talk to Angie. What can you say, Devin?
I mean, call her. She's going to get the money anyway.
And the whole family will be better for it, probably.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, welcome aboard, Angie. It's
Thank
great
you.
To have you with us this morning. Devin, what's happening in the world of the Kentucky Realty Group?
Hey, well, we've got several things going on. We've got if you're looking for bare land, we've got big to small pieces for that. We've got the 100-acre farm out on Donaldson that's set up ready for cattle. We've got 54 acres off of Hingston that would be great if somebody really wanted to come in and had the equipment or had the know-how to go in. You could probably put a pretty nice subdivision right in that little spot. As we get into the smaller tracks out on McCormick Road, We've got parcel 2A on 4410. That's 10 acres, great little hobby farm. It lays good. It's got pretty views back through to the mountains off down toward Jeffersonville and out that way. Beautiful piece there. We've also got the Liz getting walking down. Liz has listed on Hingston Pike a lot there that's, I think it's between 1 and 2 acres. I don't remember exactly, but it's right there on Hingston Pike as well. Be a great spot to build close to town on two different ways. Then we also have, hey, it's that time of year. People are taking those boats to the lake. If you want a spot to either build a boathouse, build a nice little weekend cabin up on Redbud Lane in Leatherwood, you're 3 minutes from the boat ramp onto the main lake, from what I understand. I've, you know, kind of growing up in Western Kentucky, I was used to Kentucky and Barkley Lake and maybe Cumberland every once in a while, so I'm not as familiar with all the different coves and different things of Cave Run, but I would have been told it's on to a main channel into the main lake up there. That's a great lot. And there may be some changes coming there that we can tell you about next week on the empty land. The other, but also if you're looking for a home ready to go, if you need to be a little closer to Lexington, Fontaine Court, in Winchester, Bob's got that one listed, and I think they just had a price reduction. I think it's at $379 now. And then in here in town, 414 North Maysville, Shelley's got that one listed, and it has been redone. And Dan, if you need a master bathroom, I mean, there are hotel rooms that aren't as big as the master bathroom in this house. I'll just tell you, they have redone it. They've got it looking fabulous. So 414 North Maysville. If you need room and you need a great neighborhood, Shelley's also got one over in Garden Springs. And it is set up for a family because you can put the kids in the basement and you can go to the fourth level of the house and have your own little penthouse suite up there. It's four levels, got a lot of room in the nice Garden Springs subdivision. Now that we're into yard mowing time, if you're just fed up with yard mowing, hey, Pam's got you hooked up. You can go see her patio home that she has listed out in the old silo subdivision out there. And actually, she's got an open house next Sunday. So hey, go to Derby, watch Derby, and then check out that. And then
I wanted to mention this morning, When you go onto the website now, because the Kentucky Realty Group is here, there, and yonder. I mean, sir. We're talking about Lexington and Winchester and Moorhead and on to different locations. And there are so many, and there are a lot of homes out there. If you got $1 million, folks, there are some unbelievable properties.
Yes, sir.
If you're in the 250 and below range, just go and click on spot number 6 on the website, and then right. And start down through there, and you'll not go through a bunch of homes and you say, well, I sure wish we could afford that, and by the time you get down to, just go ahead and click on number 6 and get down to the 250s, and yeah. Because there are plenty of those homes that are out there too.
Oh, absolutely.
But
that seems to be the price everybody's. I mean, that's the ballpark. Most people are looking for in that 250 and below range for right now. I mean, you know, so I would tell you, if you're looking, look and be ready when you start. I think we talked the last time I was on about making sure you kind of got your finances in order and ready to go, because if you do find that home you want, you need to be able to make the move and make the move strong to make sure you get it, because of the way the inventory is currently. Inventory is getting better in listings, but it's not back to where you can wait around. Well, I sure like that home on Billy Bob Avenue, but I'm going to wait a little bit and somehow swoop in and it'll be gone pretty quick.
So. Yeah, instead of saying, I'm going to wait until they drop the price about $20,000. Go in and offer $20,000 less.
Yes, sir.
And then maybe you get it for $15,000 less, and everybody walks away somewhat happy. Don't wait to try and pull the trigger.
And your realtors are there to help you negotiate and make some of those moves and help you navigate that. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Navigate that negotiation process. I mean, it's not what they're asking. Not like Walmart. You can't walk into Walmart and say, well, I'll give you a dollar for this in the real estate market. You can make offers. We have to put all offers made up to the seller. So by Kentucky state law, we've got to take that to the seller no matter what you offer.
Yeah.
And
Angie, do you all ever get ready and go out and eat and you say, well, Davin, you know, everybody has a different place. Why don't you just auction it off? And he could start into, who wants to go to Wendy's and who are we going to go to?
He was talking about that. And what kept running through my head was when he gets into selling mode at auctions, he always says it doesn't matter where you start. It's where we end up. And that's the same way with, houses. You can make an offer. It's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, the worst they can say is no.
and
the best they can say is come back with a different, we'll meet you here. So
yeah. And sometimes the best thing they can say is no, because there's something better waiting for you out there. You just
absolutely. Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, auctions, anything on the...
we're in the throes with some, but I'll just tease that there's a couple things coming, but I don't know that I haven't got the I's dotted and the T's crossed yet to make it official announcement.
We're about to get into where, from a weather standpoint, where people are get more excited about auctions.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Do you like, can I count sometime this year when you can tell me, Dan, you want to come to this auction? Because I can tell you, at the end of this auction, when a lot of the good stuff is gone, when a lot of people have gone home, we're going to have some boxes of stuff that we will just put out there, and I'll say, and you'll walk around and you'll throw a couple extra things in there and say, well, let's put this in here with this box too, and I can really get excited about finding an old book or something really exciting.
Now, listen, if you enjoy that, I will add you to my mailing list.
I can absolutely say if a couple of the things in the teaser, there will be those opportunities. Yes, sir. So, absolutely.
Can you remember an item that you said, this thing is only worth $250 and we have just sold it for $700 because people got carried away in an auction? Is there anything that comes to mind that you say, wow, I couldn't believe that because people wanted that, it went for so much more than really what they could have just gone to the store and bought a new one for?
We do a lot of charity auctions, like with Easter seals and Kiwanis and things like that.
Yeah.
So, of course, those things tend to go.
Kind of like the country ham breakfast.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Well,
people know they're getting behind good causes, and they are very, very generous.
Actually, this was a neat item since we're coming into Derby week, right? Yeah. 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, was that right? I did a charity auction for Stable Recovery, which is a program started by TaylorMade Farm over in Lexington. And in that charity auction, they had several horse-related items. They had a halter that was worn by Justify, the Triple Crown winner. They had a halter that was worn by American Pharoah and his mother, or his dam. But the coolest thing that I think they had, especially coming into Derby week, was they had a shadow box with five sets of jockey goggles in it that were signed by each of the last five Triple Crown winning jockeys.
Wow.
So Turcotte to, what was it? Espinoza, was it, I think?
Yeah.
So they had all of those, and that was a pretty cool item to sell. They, I actually had a friend, or actually my uncle was interested in it and asked me where it'd start. And I said, I think with what money's in the room, it's going to be way up out of our range. And I think I sold that shadow box for $6,500. So,
yeah.
So, but it was all for a good cause. I mean, that's a good cause for somebody going through addiction. That is a really good program. Those guys, currently it's just for men, but it's called Stable Recovery. So
will you bring Angie back in with you?
I absolutely will.
You come back in maybe with those kids running here, there, and yonder. And
absolutely. And I may just let her come by herself one day. Yeah. You know, we might throw her in the rotation as well, Dan.
There
but
you go.
We appreciate all you do in helping us with KRG as well. So.
Hey. People can give you a call.
Yes,
sir. Phone number is
309-530-4596 for me, 309-530-9742 for Angie, or they can always call us at the office at 498-0208.
Yeah. Give Davin and Angie a call. They'd love to work with you on that next real estate deal, and we'll be back again next week with another Kentucky Realty Group Showcase.
All right.
Mount Sterling and the Gateway area have a remarkable skilled care rehab unit and assisted living facility at Windsor Care Center on Sterling Way. It's where people get treated like family with the care and rehab services they need and nutritional and personal care services that make their lives so much more enjoyable. The staff's goal is to make people feel like they're at home with the care and attention that all individuals deserve. When someone in your family needs their services, they're there for you at the Regency Care Center of Mount Sterling, LLC.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
Everyone needs a night out once in a while, and Morehead has plenty of vibrant nightlife options for everyone. If you prefer a laid-back evening, then dinner and a movie at the Cinema 6 is a great choice. Or if you'd like dancing, pool, karaoke, and happy hour, then Frankie's Plaza is a great choice. If you'd love to listen to live music, be sure to check out the venue and the Fats and Oats Outdoor Entertainment Area. Start planning for fun on your night out at visitmorehead.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
LAX18 storm tracker forecast. We are looking at the warm-up beginning today. Sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon. Late day shower and thunder shower chances were in the low 70s. Showers end tonight. The clouds linger, low and mid-50s. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday. We're in the upper 70s and low 80s Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
And we're about 4.5 minutes away from the top of the hour news from the CBS Radio Network. Dave Hall will not be here today. Dave's a little, you know, he's
I remember
been a little under the
when
weather,
I was a
but
girl,
so good wishes to him. We may even try to play some music if he's listening in that he might like coming up throughout the day. Stay with us, won't you? Here's Peggy Lee.
I stood there, shivering
is
in my pajamas.
Is that all there is?
Watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. That's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day he went away, when I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
6.9 FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker will be front and center at former President Trump's criminal
trial. The first thing I did was pick it up. I was like, yep, this.
In New York today, but this time it'll be Mr. Trump's attorneys questioning him about the catch and kill scheme he described as a witness for the prosecution. Criminal defense expert Caroline Polisi.
The DA's case is really rises and falls with David Pecker's testimony because he is the linchpin behind their theory of this sort of conspiratorial scheme to influence the election.
Pro-Palestinian protests continue to proliferate at college campuses. Latest arrests at Ohio State, Greg Lukianoff with the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression.
You don't have a generalized First Amendment right to, you know, turn the public area of a campus into a camping ground. But definitely we've seen at places like Emory and places like UT Austin, police taking things much too far.
The U.S. military has begun building a floating pier off the coast of Gaza to facilitate the delivery of desperately needed food. The BBC's James Landale from Jerusalem.
Aid will be delivered initially to Cyprus, and there'll be a holding in the port there. That's where aid will be checked. Israeli officials and military on the ground checking to make sure that the right things are put into the ships and not weapons.
Secretary of State Blinken met with President Xi Jinping in China today and discussed a major area of contention.
Fueling Russia's defense industrial base not only threatens Ukrainian security, it threatens European security.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation into a Tesla recall that was aimed at getting drivers to pay better attention when their EVs are on autopilot. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
Investigators say the software update may not remedy the problem, as it requires owners to opt in and even allows them to reverse it. This comes as there have been crashes involving autopilot even after the update. 2 million Teslas are involved.
A moment 14 years in the making.
The first thing I did was pick it up. I was like, yep, it's still heavy.
In an exclusive interview with CBS Mornings, former USC running back Reggie Bush talked about getting his Heisman Trophy back more than a decade after he returned it when the NCAA accused him of accepting improper payments.
I felt like at this point I was just taking it in and just being happy and just enjoying the moment and just knowing that we did this.
Bush has sued the organization for defamation. Dow futures up 21. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
An Oklahoma City man is stuck on an island near the Bahamas facing prison time.
Possessing a gun or ammunition is prohibited in Turks and Caicos. And now Ryan Watson is facing a minimum 12 years behind bars after hunting ammo was found in his carry-on bag.
We were trying to pack board shorts and flip-flops. You know, packing ammunition was not at all our intent.
He's out on bail but must stay on the island until sentencing.
This went from what was supposed to be a dream vacation to a nightmare.
His wife Valerie was detained as well, but was just released and returned home. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Take a shower every day? You might want to take a cue from Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
You're putting water on the children?
I know.
Are you trying to melt them?
We're bathing our
children. That's like the fourth time this week. Their bodies
body oils are going to be destroyed.
A growing number of experts agree the famous couple has it right. Washing away the day's grit and grime, they say, may make you feel better, but doesn't do a bit of good. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-280-8787. That's 1-800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-280-8787. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
The first Saturday in May will be the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, and you'll want to celebrate along with Ruth Hunt Candies for everything Derby. Bourbon balls are king, plus Derby pies, bourbon barrel cakes, every dessert for the perfect Derby party. Derby glasses, plates, napkins, tea towels, jockeys, horses, everything for the 150th Derby. Ruth Hunt Candies, Maysville Road, Mount Sterling, Walton Avenue, Lexington.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Looking for fast, easy, and secure electronic banking? Community Trust Bank has a wide variety of banking services to meet your needs, including internet banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. We now have even more great services like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Make payments directly from your smartphone. And Zelle, a fast, easy, secure way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us on the internet at ctbi.com or stop by and see us at one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Keep on hoping for a sign. So I'm begging.
Welcome back into Mid Mornings on Main. That's the group Styx.
Every night
just a little simple little STYX.
In the hopes that there's a heaven.
That song was from 1991 by Styx, but back in 1976, and Dave Hall, if he were here, I'm going to say some of the things that I think he would say if he had been able to be here this morning. We're going to play the music, and I've been waiting for a Friday when Dave would not be here to be able to play the music today. Some of it he would... You know, he would cringe. He would drink too much coffee because I'd put one of these songs on and he would head to the back to get another cup of coffee. And we don't want Dave drinking too much coffee. So, but we're going to play the songs of the A&M Record Company today. And that is the 99th biggest selling song in the history of A&M Records. I think it's a fascinating story that A&M had. A great repertoire of people, groups that they brought to the table and brought into the forefront. Styx was one of them. Styx had, they had a number of big hits. They weren't a number one group. They didn't have that super charged song, but they had a lot of big hits. But in 1976, that was a hit for Peter Frampton. And when Peter Frampton put it out, it got all the way to number three on the charts. And so the number three song in that particular time period in 1976, number three, became the 91st biggest selling song for A&M Records. That's just to kind of put it in the whole thing that we're going to do this morning into perspective when we talk about A&M Records. But I just always thought it was a fascinating story, and I was always a Herb Alpert fan. And the A&M Record label traces its origin to really to an obscure single by a guy named Diddley Ox. Hooray for the Big Slow Train. It was called, the group was made up of Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss. And while their ode to the Seattle World's Fair in 1962 really bombed, their partnership would create one of the most successful independent record labels of the rock and roll era in American music. Herb Alpert's parents, Lewis and Tilly, They went away for a weekend trip, and you know, when they came home, they found 8-year-old son Herb with a rented trumpet from school. Now Lewis, the father, had played the mandolin, and Tilly had studied the violin. They had happily encouraged their son to get into music, and when he started playing the trumpet, they encouraged him to practice. And by the time he was 15, Herb Alpert was playing local dates as part of the Colonial Trio out on the West Coast. At the same time, he heard a guy named Ray Anthony's Young Man with a Horn on the radio, and he became an avid record buyer. Then in 1956, Herb Alpert met an insurance agent who wanted to be a lyricist, and Herb agreed to collaborate with Lou Adler. And their first sale was Circle Rock, recorded by Salmas Brothers on the Keen record label. You've never heard of that, have you? They were hired as staff writers for the label, and while they worked with Sam Cooke and wrote Wonderful World, which is one of the greatest rock and roll songs ever, they wrote that with Sam Cooke. And after Sam Cooke signed with RCA, Herb Alpert and Lou Adler produced singles for Jan and Dean. Now, Jerry Moss grew up in the West Bronx. He was one of 11 children. And he was studying English at Brooklyn College and worked as a page for ABC television on the weekends. And he was at a friend's wedding reception. A man named Marvin Kane suggested he would make a great promotion guy. In August of 1958, Moss went to work for Kane promoting 16 Candles by The Crest. And we played that yesterday. After a year and a half, Moss headed to Los Angeles. And Albert Moss kept crossing paths out in the L.A. music circle. And one day they agreed to form a partnership. They both put up $100 to form what they called Carnival Records. Their first release was Herb Alpert's vocal rendition of his song Tell It to the Birds, released under the name of Dory Albert. Herb wanted to record an instrumental called Twinkle Star, and a visit to a bullfight in Tijuana inspired him to add a mariachi beat and the sound of cheering spectators. And they retitled it and called it The Lonely Bull. You might remember that. The single was ready for release on Carnival, but someone else laid claim to the label name, and the company had to be rechristened. And the simplest thing to do was just take their initials, A&M, Alpert and Moss. And Jerry decided the solo recording should be released under the name of the Tijuana Brass, featuring Herb Alpert. Do you remember The Lonely Bull? Think about it for just 1 minute.
Ready.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So, I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-280-8787. That's 1-800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-280-8787. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass and the Lonely Bull. And that was kind of the Let's Get Rolling song for the A&M record label back in 1962. And as far as how big did that song end up being? Well, I can tell you that it wasn't one of the real biggies for the A&M record label. No, in fact, the Lonely Bull at the end of the day was not one of the 100 biggest songs that they had. But I tell you what, there was a magic to that piece of music. Anyone who appreciated the sounds coming out of the trumpet, there was, you know, I still always will consider Al Hurt to be the magic guy. Herb Alpert to me is right in there at number two. There was a role to the music that Herb Alpert created that was, as it changed, it was still so strong and really magical, I think. At that point in time, boy, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, they were going big. Yeah, and A&M moved offices, and they went out of, we have a caller right now. Someone might have something that's just too good not to be told. Good morning. You're on Mid-Mornings on Main.
Good morning. It's hard to believe that song was not in the top 100. That's surprising and amazing.
Well, I mean, now it's not that it was not in the top 100 on the Billboard charts, but it was
right.
Not one of the 100 biggest selling songs. And I think the only thing I can tell you there is because it was out so early. And I think, I don't know about you, but you probably like me, the first time you heard Lonely Bull, I bet was not on a 45. It was on an album you had.
Yeah, I remember hearing it probably on the radio.
Well,
I was not an owner of a music producing disc at that time. But you said appreciate the sounds coming out of the trumpet. I certainly do too. It's difficult to make that sound come out of a trumpet. That's what I really appreciated, that the skill with those brass instruments. So thanks for the good music, and you'll have to tell Mr. Hall that maybe he wasn't missed at all. You can say, were you not here the last Friday?
Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm just traveling through it. I hear you on the radio.
Well, do you get to listen very often? Are you traveling on a regular basis?
I do sometimes. And when I do, when I'm in range, I like to listen to your music.
Hey, well, thanks
all
a
right.
lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, the Lonely Bull, and again, was going to be released on Carnival. And then somebody else said, you can't use Carnival. We've already got that record label. And that's how A&M came into business. And after that song came out, the Tijuana Brass, well, they started recording more songs, more albums. And then it was suggested that the band play live dates. And the popularity soared. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, they had 5 albums in the top 20 of Billboard's album chart at one point in time. And then the A&M label, they had some early hits. We played the song the other day, and we won't go back and play it again. But remember the We Five and You Were On My Mind? That was on A&M. Chris Montez, The More I See You, The Sandpipers, Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66, they were growing and they needed more office space, and A&M moved to the former Charlie Chaplin movie studio at the corner of La Brea and Sunset Boulevard, November the 6th of 1966. And at that moment, Moss, the M of A&M, told a guy named Timothy White, I think our image was a sort of semi-hip jazz Latin-sounding label using MOR, or middle-of-the-road stations, to sell albums. And at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967, the so-called underground emerged. And as successful as Herb was at that time, the new force was looked on as a different kind of medium. The movement was definitely toward rock and roll. And Moss, depressed that A&M didn't have any artists at the Monterey Pop Festival, and shortly after that he traveled to England and he signed Procol Harum. Yeah. And he made an agreement with Chris Blackwell of Island Records to license Jimmy Cliff and Cat Stevens and the Fairport Convention and the group Free and some others for the United States. And there were other British deals, brought in some other groups and American artists added to the roster, the Flying Burrito Brothers. And when the Woodstock Music and Arts Festival took place in 1969, A&M had an artist on the bill. And his name was Joe Cocker. We've got a lot more to tell you about the A&M record label and a lot of great music to play. Here's a song that was the 87th biggest hit for A&M Records, according to Billboard. And it came from the captain, Antoniel. Dave, get another cup of coffee. I never wanted to touch a man. Give a listen.
The way that I want to touch you. I never wanted to love a man. The way that I want to love you. You are.
The Captain and Tennille, and that was on the A&M record label that we're talking about this morning here on the Mid-Morning Show. I think this will be a lot of great music, but again, the quality of music is to the person listening to it. We will try to move it around as much as we can. Our good friend David Hall is not with us this morning, and I purposely wanted to play the A&M record label and feature them on a morning when Dave was not here because I sensed that he would say, oh, no, and he would get up and run screaming and maybe run into the street and get hit by a car or something. You know, it could be dangerous for Dave when he would hear things that he doesn't really appreciate very much. But, the Captain and Tennille, the duo idea really worked in a big way for A&M Records, and we'll talk about that coming up as we move through the morning here. We have 55 degrees here in the Gate City on this 26th day of April, and we're currently at 26 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Skies are clear. We've got softball action for you again tonight. Montgomery County is playing West Jesmond. West Jesmond is a team that will come to Tommy Redford Field with, I think maybe like their record is like 17-4. They've been the top-ranked team in the 12th region and Montgomery County. Montgomery County and Harrison County. Montgomery County has been ranked number one in the 10th region much of the year. Harrison County, they're kind of bouncing back and forth a little bit in that number one spot. It should be exciting action as these, you get two really good softball teams together at this level. It is usually quick, fast-paced, and can be quite exciting. So make it out to Tommy Redford Field if you can this evening. If you can't, join us here on 1115 106.9. We'll be on a little bit before 6 o'clock. One of the people that got signed to the A&M record label, which ultimately became a part of the Universal Music Company, but it was A&M Records when Cat Stevens got brought into the list. Cat Stevens did not have a top 100 song for the A&M label. Right, yeah, with, a lot of big songs that that he put out. He did a song that was, on the edge of being a spiritual song. It was quite beautiful. Here it is.
Has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing. Praise for the morning. Praise for them springing fresh from the wood. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the red garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation.
another new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the word.
One of the most important decisions you can make is choosing your health insurance agent. Pat Creech at Mutual of Omaha in Mount Sterling would like to be that agent, finding you insurance at a price you can afford. Humana, Anthem, AARP, in addition to Mutual of Omaha. She offers Medicare supplements, life insurance, and now 401k rollovers. You could get personal attention from Pat or John Ray, her son. Call today, 859-499-0026.
The again, the audience, I always say, I may say this every day, you know, the audience makes the mid-morning show. Because they, you know, I don't follow everything. I'm out doing softball games sometimes. But a guy named Mike Pender, who was the last surviving founding member of the Moody Blues, he used the Mellotron. Yeah, it was the predecessor of the sampler, and kind of helped make the band a pioneer of progressive rock. Died just 2 days ago at his home in Sacramento at the age of 82. Now, the caller brought up his name because the Moody Blues were on Polydor Records, which was a German-based company, but to help them release songs in the United States, the AMN record company became kind of their processor. It was not unusual for that type of thing to happen. So there was a connection between the Moody Blues and A&M Records, even though you won't, Moody Blues didn't release things on the A&M record label. But sadly, very, very sadly now, all those guys from the Moody Blues, Justin Hayward most notably, but, you know, the other guys were very important, too. Our caller suggested that we play a song, and we have another call right now. We'll take this call real quick before we play the next piece of music. Good morning. You're on Mid Mornings on Maine.
Hey, Dan, Willie T. How are y'all?
Hey, everything is pretty good over here. Dave Hall's a little bit under the weather, but that's okay. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Tell him it's 24-hour bug. I had it 2 days ago. I'm fine now. I don't know what it was, but I was sick. Anyway, talking about old music, have you heard any of, I never heard any more of Black Oak, Arkansas. Remember that band?
Black Oak, Arkansas. I mean, how?
Yeah.
You know, Willie T., how do you bring up, you know, just right out of the blue?
Let me say something real quick. I think David Lee Roth of Van Halen copied him. Anyway, both of them success, but that's an old band.
Black Oak, Arkansas. Gosh.
Yeah.
That's an interesting pull for you. Was there a favorite song that you had from Black Oak, Arkansas?
There's one, Jim Dan to the Rescue, kind of goofy. I remember playing baseball, Castwood. The pull would blast that song out, my kind of thing, but I can't remember all the songs.
Well, hey, that's okay. It doesn't matter. We're not going to play Black Oak, Arkansas anyway. No, I'm just... I'm just kidding.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Hey, you too. And yeah, thanks. We always want to remember as many different groups as we can, and we thank you for that. Yeah.
I'll post more of that later on.
Hey, thanks.
I'll tell you about Leon Rip on EKU, and I just said, no. That's
hey,
all, okay?
All right. That'd be good. Hey.
I'll see you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Willie T over in Lexington. There's Willie. And, well, you know, when's the last time I played anything by Black Oak Arkansas? I can't remember. We'll get back to A&M, but we can always just kind of do a little deviation sidebar, play a little Black Oak Arkansas.
I never felt more like singing a blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. You got me singing a blues. I never felt more like crying all night when everything's wrong and nothing is right without you. You got me singing a blues. The moon and stars shine, the love is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry.
We're going to interrupt Jim Dandy Mangrum and Black Oak for this call. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Dan.
How are you?
Well, I've had better days or I'd be sitting in there with you.
All right.
Jim Dandy to the rescue, I think, was pretty much it.
Jim Dandy was the, he was the guy, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, it seemed like his last name was Magnum or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on here. I'm so feeble, I dropped the phone. He wore usually wore no shirt. And, skin tight, like yellow. I don't know what you would even call them. Anyway, and he sang like that song you just played. That's why they had a really short career. But I mean, sometimes people with no talent have nice careers, like the captain and Tennille. So
Jim Dandy was in. He got in a car wreck, and it broke three vertebrae in his back, and it certainly took him down a lot. But that group performed for a long time. I mean,
yeah,
there was something about the name. The name kind of made the group, didn't it?
I think so. I don't really know what the allure was, because they covered songs like, what'd you just play? Singing the Blues?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful. But, the Jim Dandy song is a remake of like some 50s rockabilly song.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you. I can't tell you who it was or anything. But if you remember, the Midnight Special kind of set the standard. But there was another thing called Don Kirshner's Rock Concert that used to come on Friday night. And maybe a different network. And they were staples of the Don Kirshner Rock Concert lineup.
They did. He was smart enough to. He brought on a female singer called Ruby Starr. They were doing some gig, and he was apparently fairly inebriated. But he heard this female singing at a gig that they were doing afterwards, and he just said, "Why don't you come join us?" And she did, and took the name Ruby Starr, and so there you go.
Yeah, now you might find them at the some county fair, but probably not.
Thank you for.
I'm sorry I couldn't join you. I had a rough night, Dan. I'm going through some things here I'm going to let you know I officially retired today, this morning also, from sports. So.
Well, hey, you. We're sorry about that, but it was a good career.
It was kind of emotional for me, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm sure it'd have to be.
Yeah,
wow.
I just can't pull the trigger anymore, brother. I mean, it was like I woke up one day and I was old. But that doesn't mean I can't be there.
Well, we'll
see it Fridays. I just had a rough night.
I hope you'll be here next week. We'll be talking Derby and we'll be having our Derby contest. So,
well, I got to start feeling better. If you don't start feeling better and you're me and it's Derby time, you might as well just go find that hole to crawl in, I guess.
But I'll do that.
Hey, I did get some tickets to go see the Marshall Tucker Band, if you really want to pull one from
there. You back. Go. See, so. you're trying to deviate me from A&M Records because you know some of the things I'm about to play, and you don't.
Hey, I'm not in there with you now. I can't say. I know about how long a song lasts, so I can come back.
Hey,
you already played it. What would you play by Cat Stevens there?
Morning is Broken.
Yeah, it's all right. Hey. If you play, I tell you what, I will go to another. You know, I'll switch it to AM talk if you play that morning broken.
We're gonna hear the Moody Blues right now, so you'll like this.
That's all right. I'll see you.
Thank you a lot, Dave.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, the Moody Blues again. Polydor Records, last member is gone now. Polydor, a German company, and A&M Records helped Polydor get music distributed in the United States and helped the Moody Blues become such a huge group. Justin Hayward, although he was kind of the glue to the Moody Blues, what a great songwriter, and he is still alive. The founding members are all gone now, but Justin Hayward has put together kind of this little super group type of thing of some older people who are really talented musicians, and Justin has said, hey, it's just all about the music. People are coming to hear the music. It's not so much coming to see Justin Hayward, or if they were coming to see the Moody Blues. They're coming to hear the music, and we are still trying to provide great music. And they're out on tour. They're out on the West Coast coming up during the month of June. I mean, Justin Hayward's now way up in his 70s, but they're still making music, and, well, you never know where you might see them pop up. The closest place, they are doing some dates in Pennsylvania, coming up, but I don't think, because later in the year, they are scheduled to go into the United Kingdom and do a bunch of updates. So it'd be tough to see them. I don't know if I would drive at this point in time to want to go see Justin Hayward. If he were around the corner, I sure would want to be there. What a great songwriter, talented individual he was. But you know, he also has done a lot of group things. He's done a lot of cruises, and he likes to remember the greats and play their music. And but he was the voice of the Moody Blues, really. And anyway, a lot of great music still out there, and amazingly, a guy like Justin Hayward. I can't tell you, I haven't heard him lately, so I don't know how good he still is at a ripe old age. But a lot of these people, I don't know, when they get up in age, it's almost like they're, you know, as good as they ever were when you get a chance to hear them. So, you know, hey, when you get a chance, don't hesitate to get out and hear music when you can. I so enjoy hearing the Moody Blues that I'm going to go back and we're going to hear another piece of music from the Moody Blues as we wrap up this particular segment of Mid Mornings on Main. We're back to A&M Records, though. We got a lot more of the great stuff of A&M that we want to play, and more conversation about that particular record label of Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss, A&M. And you've heard about how they were Carnival Records, but they couldn't use it, and they had to come up with a name quickly. That's how A&M came into existence, which is, I don't know, I guess that's kind of neat. Hey, no, I want to tell you, it's 56 degrees right now. Don't forget, when you're going to feed your family this weekend, go to Save-A-Lot, Mount Sterling and Owingsville. Feed your family better for less. Enjoy shopping the best meat counter that you will find anywhere. They do it upright at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, and that's the place to go to feed your family. Well, it's Friday morning, but we're going to hear Tuesday Afternoon by the Moody Blues here on Mid-Mornings on Main. We'll be right back after the CBS News. Hope you'll be with us.
just beginning to see. Now I'm on my way. It doesn't matter to me, chasing the clouds away. Something calls to me. The trees are drawing me near. I've got to find out why. Those gentle voices I hear explain it all in a
FM at AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clean Origin.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. They're back in business at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York this morning. Defense lawyers are resuming questioning the government's key witness, former Inquirer publisher David Pecker. Correspondent Errol Barnett.
The jury was very engaged and very animated while the prosecution was walking him through the timeline. But when it came to cross-examination and the defense was trying to poke holes in his story, the jury was less engaged. And even Donald Trump himself appears to be nodding off during proceedings.
As he entered the courtroom today, Mr. Trump said he thought yesterday's proceedings went very well. Lawyers for the women who testified against Harvey Weinstein say they're outraged. New York's highest court has thrown out his conviction for sexual assault. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
New York prosecutors say they plan to take up the case again, and that means Weinstein's accusers might have to retell their stories on the stand.
Courtrooms are not healing spaces. They're traumatizing spaces.
Actress Ashley Judd helped launch the case against Weinstein. She told CBS Mornings,
victims should not have to perform their trauma in order to find peace.
She says what will give them satisfaction and peace
is when men stop raping women.
Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University, who inspired demonstrations across the country, are in their 10th day now of an encampment that's led to hundreds of arrests on campuses and put the school president's job in jeopardy. On the West Coast, students at USC say,
it's definitely disappointing.
To me is that USC went the wrong way with that.
And I feel especially bad for the people who have nothing to do with this conflict.
Reports say Secretary of State Blinken will make another trip to Israel next week amid stalled ceasefire talks. Today he met with President Xi in China. Another sign interest rates won't come down anytime soon. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
In the most recent government report, the PCE index, which is the Fed's preferred way of measuring inflation, we saw that prices increased by 2.7% overall. The result was a little bit stronger than economists had expected.
It's not just human doctors. The U.S. is facing a shortage of animal doctors, too, and it's already starting to show in San Diego.
It's kind of hard to get into a vet office right now. They all have, like, 30-day waiting periods.
Taking care of your pets, they're like taking care of your children. So the more vets, the more options we have.
A study by Mars Veterinary in Washington State finds that by the year 2030, there could be 15,000 fewer vets to take care of sick pets. in thanks in part to the high cost of schooling. Dow up 176. This is CBS News.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. CleanORIGIN.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owed the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Are you in need of a dentist? Dr. Henry and staff are ready to help you take care of all your dental needs, from regular teeth cleaning to many options for whiter teeth. Call the office at 859-498-1347 to schedule an appointment, or stop by. Henry Dental is located at 541 Willen Way, right here in Mount Sterling, right next to the Dairy Queen. Dr. Henry and staff are ready to help you get started on that smile you deserve.
Are you looking for that new car, truck, or SUV? Head to Dutch's Chevrolet and Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling and see Bo Queen. Bo Queen has a long tradition of making customers happy, putting them behind the wheel of the right vehicle at the right price, and guaranteeing that they get the kind of service they want after the sale. Bo Queen, he's from a family with three generations in the car business locally, and he'll get the job done for you at Dutch's Chevrolet and Ford, Mount Sterling.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
LAX 18 Storm Tracker Forecast. We are looking at the warm-up beginning today. Sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon. Late day shower and thunder shower chances were in the low 70s. Showers end tonight, the clouds linger, low and mid-50s. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday, we're in the upper 70s and low 80s Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
No melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Fly high like a bird up in the sky. Fly high. I've got a
no morals. Could the bad guy win every once in a while? I've got a story, ain't got no morals. Could the bad guy win every once in a while? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I got a dance, ain't got no steps.
The great music, the great stories, and you don't know them all. Wonder how Herb Albert and Jerry Moss got introduced to Billy Preston and got him signed to their label. Can't even imagine, but it was a good signing. I guarantee you that it certainly worked. Joe Cocker, Rita Coolidge, Chuck Mangione, Supertramp. The list of great, great people signing with A&M Records that we will not play today. We won't get to them. I just thought it was interesting that the same people that thought Janet Jackson's voice would work on a record label also knew that Amy Grant would work. They also knew that Sheryl Crow would work. They realized that different people were going to like different sounds. And they found them and brought them to the table. Blues Travelers was with A&M Records for a little while. Breathe. And, of course, The Police and Brian Adams, two of the biggest. I don't even know if we'll play any of their music today, but they were huge. Yeah, and boy, Billy Preston.
Sing it to my friend.
Fascinating.
Will it go round in
circles? So good, I think, that we might just as well hear another piece of music from Billy Preston this morning. He did not have a huge repertoire of music that he produced, but really, what he did was really good, and people really liked it and really bought the records and made him a big part of A&M Records.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Got to have something because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Jethro Bodine, aught minus aught leaves aught. Yeah, it's not that difficult. And we're glad to know that. We have a little information we want to pass along. It's going to be a special meeting, the Montgomery County Fiscal Court, coming up next Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. in the Courthouse Annex. And the agenda will be the approving and adopting of a resolution relating to the Mount Sterling Montgomery County Industrial Authority's proposed bridge loan to purchase approximately 163 acres located on the Owingsville Road. Big situation for Mount Sterling. These things, well, you gotta always be prepared to move on. I was just thinking, you know, yesterday over in Winchester, I was thinking, okay, if I'm a company and I want to locate, maybe I don't want to be in Winchester. No, that's not anything against Winchester. I'm thinking from a location standpoint, maybe I want to be just 15 miles further removed. I want to be close, but maybe being just a little bit further away might be better, might enable me to find employees because they can quickly drive in from a surrounding area. Maybe they're not going to be a traffic problem. I don't know. There are a lot of reasons why companies look for and locate in specific places, and this is a purchase of land off the Owingsville Road for Mount Sterling Montgomery County Industrial Authority could be a big deal. So, hey, might want to go. Coming up to this special meeting of the Montgomery County Fiscal Court, that's next Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. in the Annex Building. We're at 15 minutes after 10 o'clock. A&M Records was doing okay, but they weren't setting the world on fire. And there was a duo that had actually been a trio, and they had been with RCA Records. And then just like this, they got a call, and the call said, good morning, you're on Mid-Mornings on Main.
Oh, I can hear you. I can hear you now. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you good.
Okay, good, good. It's Willie T again. I hate to break up your little thing back there. I wish it was a good thing. But I've heard it before, Dan. There's two old TV shows that mentions the Beatles in the 60s, around 65 to 68. Two major TV shows mention the Beatles.
Two television shows from the Beatles?
Part number one, ratings. I follow the ratings.
All right. You're kind of breaking up on me, Willie.
Okay. Maybe it's Andy Griffith's show and the color ones. They mention the Beatles, and also they mention the Beatles in the Beverly Hillbillies. Anyway, a little trivia. I'll let you go.
Hey, thanks, Willie.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember on Andy Griffith, I think, the mentioning of the Beatles. But I don't remember on the Beverly Hillbillies when they mentioned the Beatles. Yeah, that would be, they were doing shows that were set in the time, and I guess they should have mentioned those. Anyway, this trio that had been with the RCA record label, but it wasn't anything. And then A&M Records brought them on, and they did a couple of records, and it wasn't really, well, it wasn't a big deal. But we had a caller who, Joe Lucas, who said that supposedly, you know, it was Herb Alpert who said, ah, let's not cut them loose yet. Let's hang on. Let's release a couple more songs. Let's see if, he said, I think I hear something in this duo. And the year was 1970, and they released a song, and it became such a huge piece of music. It was number one for 6 weeks on the adult contemporary charts. It it won a Grammy Award for, really was the main reason that the Carpenters won a Grammy Award. And then the Carpenters were just off and running, and A&M Records, boy, they could go a long way. kind of on the coattails of Richard and Karen Carpenter.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair, a golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair, a golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Like me, they long to be close to you. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates near historic lows, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
When it comes to heating and cooling your home or business, there are two key ingredients: the people that install the equipment and the equipment itself. When you go through Shaw's Heating and Cooling and install Comfort Maker equipment sold by Cork and Steel, you'll have that winning team. Jim and Nick Shaw and their crews have the experience to do the job right. Comfort Maker equipment from Cork and Steel will give you efficient, long-lasting service. Call Shaw's in the Mount Sterling Industrial Park. They'll help you stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Don't let concerns about shifts in the market disrupt your long-term financial goals. Edward Jones Financial Advisor Andy Ryan can help. I work with you on an investment strategy with long-term results. Edward Jones can give you the tools and knowledge for a steady approach to hitting your financial targets. Start by giving me a call at 859-498-2863 or visiting edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Number one song ever for A&M Records. Yeah. The Police. They did it. Every Breath You Take. Sting, of course, and The Police, and Every Breath You Take, and that became the song that made more money for A&M Records than any other singular song did when it came out. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us. Stick around, won't you? We're gonna hear a lot of from the Carpenters this next half hour, in terms of sustainability and longevity and everything. The duo, certainly from A&M Records, that became huge, and they almost cut them loose, apparently. Didn't know if they were going to make it or not, but they did.
No one in the world ever had. had a love as sweet as mine.
You take a great voice like this, you take a great musical mind like Brother Richard had to arrange music, and you got some of the greatest music of our time.
All my love.
Music and More is coming up after news from the Kentucky News Network. Got a guy having a birthday today. We're going to talk about him a little bit and celebrate with him next half hour on Music and More. Don't go away.
Baby, we are.